You don't have to be a philosopher or a psychologist to realize that life is full of problems. As the old saying goes, into each life, some rain must fall. And often, when we look around us, it may seem like it's showering most of the time. And we may wonder, why? If God really is love, the loving and kind creator of such a beautiful world, then aren't all of these problems a little out of place? Why do we have to be constantly besieged by sickness, accidents, death, financial problems, family problems, and on the list goes? Why couldn't we be free from all of these things so we can fully enjoy this beautiful world, to live life as we would like, without the burdens of problems and the pain of suffering and affliction? We're going to answer these questions on How to Be Happy Anyhow.
Don't be afraid of tears when they fall like drops of rain. Though your sky seems dark and drear, the sun will shine for you again.
Song telling us that we shouldn't be afraid of tears or sufferings or trials, whatever they may be, because they can yield many priceless lessons and benefits. It's interesting, actually, that the ancient Greeks also strongly believed that tears are good for you, and this is why they put a lot of sorrow and suffering into their dramatic tragedies. They called it catharsis, which meant a purging or purifying. They believed that deep emotion and weeping washes away the impurity, the shallowness, the silliness and foolishness in you, and makes you more honest and pure. Like an old poem says, I walked a mile with folly. She chattered all the way, but never a thing I learned from her, for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and never a word said she, but oh, the things I learned that day when sorrow walked with me. It's been said that suffering times are teaching times, and it's certainly true. How fast we learn in the day of sorrow. The darkest hour has only 60 minutes. It's a very comforting thought to remember when you find yourself in the midst of troublesome times. I know that sometimes in life you feel like you're in a fog, lots of times, in fact, but always remember that above it all, the sun is always shining, and you just need to make it through the fog. Thank God life's troubles and trials are usually only very temporary. I'm reminded of the time the renowned author Mark Twain and his friend William Howells were coming out of church one morning. It started to rain very heavily, and Howells asked, "Do you think it will stop?" "It always has," answered Twain. Well, here's a few more thoughts, puns and proverbs about troubles and the various reasons we have them. It was again Mark Twain who once observed in his later years, "I'm an old man who's had many troubles, most of which never happened." It's so true that if you examine your troubles, you'll often find your name stamped on them as the manufacturer. In fact, if you could kick the person who is most responsible for your troubles, you probably wouldn't be able to sit down for a week. You know, people react differently in times of trouble. Trouble causes some people to go to pieces, others to come to their senses. And whatever you do, never brood over your troubles, or you're certain to hatch despair. And never bear more than one kind of trouble at a time. Some people bear three. All they have now, all they have had, and all they expect to have. And do you know why you can be happy when your troubles are at their worst? Because it means that whatever else happens is bound to be an improvement. When we think about people, trouble grows. When we think about God, trouble goes. Days of trouble should be days of prayer. When problems get people praying, they do more good than harm. And here is one of the key thoughts that we're going to amplify on throughout this tape, that as a diamond cannot be polished without friction, so man cannot be perfected without troubles. Troubles are the tools by which God fashions us for better things. Edgar Guest, the famous American poet, had a few thoughts on the subject of trials and troubles and sufferings. He brought out that not only would life be unchallenging, boring, and monotonous without them, but also we could never appreciate the beauty, the real beauty of life, if it had no pain or sorrow. After all, when you think of it, it takes both rain and sunshine to make a rainbow. The darker the night, the brighter the stars. The hotter the fire, the purer the gold. Listen as I read you this beautiful little meditation entitled Beauty for Ashes. In order to bring forth the sweetness, there has to be some suffering. To bring about the beauty of the flame, there must be ashes. Something must go to ashes. Blessings come from suffering. Beauty for ashes. Like a giant hand taking the honeycomb and squeezing it, and out comes the honey. Like a beautiful flower pressed and crushed, and out comes the perfume. Like the beautiful music that comes from the throat of the bird, almost as though in pain, yet it comes forth with song. Even though the bird's song is sad, it's so sweet. As a great English poet once wrote, our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thoughts. Lord, help us not to fight thy crushing, thy bruising, thy smiting. Help us not to quench that beautiful song, even if it's sad, to thank thee in spite of the sorrow. Help us to be willing to be smitten and crushed, to be squeezed, to be bruised, to be in agony, that we may give forth thy sweetness, thy fragrance, thy song, thy beauty. Out of what seems like defeat, come some of thy greatest victories. You could never appreciate health unless you've been sick. You'll never appreciate joy until you've known sorrow. You can't appreciate God's mercy until you've known the devil's justice. Some of the most precious lessons we learn from the Lord come out of deep, dark experiences. But then, like an old song says, he gives me joy in place of sorrow. He gives me love that casts out fears. He gives me sunshine for my shadow, and beauty for ashes, dear.
My life was so happy, full of the sunshine. Never a care shadowed my way. Then one day the storm clouds broke all around me. The joys of my life washed away. The heartbreak within me left me despairing. Oh, why was my life falling apart? Then in the night I found the answer when these tender words touched my heart.
Beautiful of songs can come from this pain. The darkest of clouds holds a silver lining that will bring you new hope again.
The rain that is falling waters the flowers. The darker the night, the clearer the stars. Out of the ashes, lilies will grow.
Bisogna soffrire per essere grande.
That was the favorite expression of the great Italian singer Enrico Caruso. It means, to be great, it is necessary to suffer. After years of difficulty, Caruso achieved fame. But the man communicated more than beautiful music through his voice. A music critic once observed, "His is a voice that loves you, and not only a voice, a sympathetic man. Tribulation does that for a person who accepts life.